This is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Jackie Leiden. Michelle Martin is away. We'll talk about the Pink Ribbons of October in a couple of minutes, the viewpoints of both a critic and the group associated with Breast Cancer Awareness Month. First, to Haiti, where cholera has made a worrisome mark more than 9 months after the earthquake that killed hundreds of thousands of people. Cholera now has claimed more than 250 people in rural parts of the country and infected at least 3,000 more. To learn about this, we've reached a doctor on the ground working to keep the outbreak in Haiti at bay. David Olson is a medical advisor for the organization Doctors Without Borders, and he joins us from Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Hello, Jackie.
Dr. Olson, would you please remind us about cholera, what it is, what it does, and how quickly it works?
Sure. Well, cholera is a bacterial infection that normally lives in aquatic environments. And when people come into contact with it, it infects temporarily the intestines and releases a toxin, which causes the release of lots of water and salt that passes through the intestinal tract and out as voluminous diarrhea, causing, in severe cases, severe dehydration that can be fatal.
And this outbreak started last week, reportedly on the lower Artibonite River, about 60 miles outside of the capital. I understand that the Haitian Health Ministry has suggested that perhaps it's stabilizing. Do you think so?
It's hard for me to say because I haven't seen the daily epidemiologic figures. And so the 3,000 cases is in such a short period of time that it would be difficult to say whether it's stabilizing or not. It may stabilize in the first area that they detected cholera, while in other areas, if cholera is transmitted, that situation may be different.
I would think that Port-au-Prince must be feeling vulnerable. Would you describe what that's like?
People definitely feel vulnerable. They've had to put up with so much since the earthquake. Many people in the population, up to half the population, are displaced, living in camps. So they do feel vulnerable, and they're afraid, and they feel this is just one more difficulty that they have to face on top of everything else.
You have been able to put a much more widespread medical system in place than before the earthquake. Can cholera somehow be contained?
Well, the best way to contain it is prevention, and that's making sure that people have access to clean water and that they use latrines or systems of sanitation systems that are protected. And again, perhaps a benefit of the earthquake and that people are living in camps where there's been clean water provided in the latrine constructed. So in some ways, even though people are living in camps, they're quite close together, they're quite vulnerable. It's not if they're new arrivals who have just crossed the border and there's no access to clean water and everyone sort of is fending for themselves. So in that way, there may be some sense of protection, at least from the medical side.
Mm-hmm. What is the government doing? Do you think it's sufficiently handling the situation?
A cholera outbreak is a logistic challenge. And if you don't have much experience responding to cholera outbreaks, it's a little time to get up and going. I think, like I said, because of the earthquake, there's this organization that's been put into place that responds to emergencies, and the government, I think, has been trying to lead and has done so by having emergency meetings almost on a daily basis and trying to organize because there's so many organizations here, and each has their strengths. And can respond in certain ways, and it's really trying to organize that. That's the challenge, and I think they're doing the best they can.
Where do you think this will go next? Are children more vulnerable than elderly people?
Well, in a place that's never had cholera before, or it's been decades, like in Haiti, there's no natural immunity that's been built up in people through repeated exposure. So everyone is going to be vulnerable to cholera. The people who are most at risk of having severe outcomes from cholera, from dying from cholera, are as often those in the extremes of age, the young under 2 years of age or the elderly over 60 years of age.
Are people being advised to take precautions like washing their hands, boiling water, things like that?
Absolutely. And the government is, there's been a couple of ways of doing this. The government has been sending out text messages to all cell phones, reminding people to wash their hands, to drink clean water, and to prepare their foods using clean water. And then they're going to establish a sort of what we call a town crier, where people go in the streets and camp spreading the message orally about cholera. And then they're putting up posters with health promotion messages, which are basically washing your hands, using clean water, make sure you use the latrines, and prepare your food in the correct manner.
Well, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
David Olson is a medical advisor for the organization Doctors Without Borders, and he joins us from Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince. Thanks again.